History of the Mine. The first historical data regarding the Risutia schists date back to 1860, when the scholar Giulio Andrea Pirona mentioned Mr. Barnaba Perisuti of Risutia as the discoverer of the deposit. The latter, in partnership with Mr. Di Gaspero of Bondeba, began the deposit's exploitation in 1868. The extracted shale was sold as fuel for the production of gas for lighting, but due to the high quantity of ash and the great production of sulfurous vapors, the fuel was rarely used. It was then decided to overcome these inconveniences by building a furnace for the distillation of the fuel in order to produce hydrocarbons. It was with the construction of this plant in 1908 that the ichthyolithic schists, the oil shales, began to assume significant economic importance. The events surrounding the First World War saw both exploration and exploitation suspended from October 1917. The post-war period was certainly the most active period of the mine as a result of investments and new shale extraction and distillation techniques. Unfortunately, the mineral processing plants had suffered severe damage, and repairs to the plant only began at the start of July 1920 and work in the mine in November of that year, even if it was more about restoration than extraction and distillation of the shale. Only in 1926 did exploitation and processing resume, lasting until 1927. A period of inactivity followed, caused by numerous transfers of the mining concession to various companies and by the latter's financial difficulties. The mine was reopened in June 1932 and, for about 5 years, was fully active with a good production of shale-derived petrol. In 1938, all work was suspended due to the difficulties encountered in selling the shale-derived petrol and derivatives produced, materials which previously had been totally absorbed by the Ministry of Finance, which used it as an alcohol denaturant. In 1940, work resumed, but was finally definitively suspended on 14th November 1955. This concluded the mining activity that had lasted less than a century, but which was, for the entire area involved, a notable resource in terms of employment and social conditions it provided. History of the mine. The current situation regarding the mine. Between 2001 and 2002, numerous inspections were conducted to assess the current status of the Risartico mine. The field trips, conducted by technicians from the Friulian Museum of Natural History in collaboration with the Friulian Speleological and Hydrological Club, using the historical maps collected, were specifically aimed at identifying the locations of the many existing tunnels as well as other nearby mining systems, such as that at the Rio Serai, and other organic limonite outcrops. The dangerous nature of the tunnels was immediately evident as most of the entrances and internal sections had collapsed. The spaces still accessible are generally devoid of any support or safety features, except for a few sections that still retain the wooden structure, which is generally rotten. Currently, only the first 200 meters of the tunnel in the upper section of the mine are accessible in relative safety for an experienced speleologist. Following the safety measures carried out by the Julian Prealps Natural Park, the connecting tunnel from the mining village to the Rio Risartico riverbed is open to the public and can be visited during the summer months.